This episode is brought to you by Dietz and Watson.
Molly, it's time we have the talk about hot dogs.
Okay. Well, hey, I'm looking for a hot dog that's the real deal, Matthew.
Like a classic hot dog that, like, when you think of, like, the platonic ideal of a hot dog, I recommend Dietz and Watson's Dietz dogs.
Ah, well, I've heard that they're handcrafted and made using only Dietz and Watson premium meat.
I can vouch for this because Dietz and Watson sent us a big box of hot dogs and other delights, and wife of the show, Lori, and I had them for dinner last night. We had the classic beef Dietz dogs with toasted buns with sauerkraut and pickled jalapenos and Dietz and Watson ballpark-style yellow mustard.
Do you think you'd recommend Dietz and Watson hot dogs for fried rice?
Oh, yeah. Fried rice with some sliced hot dogs. I'm going to be doing that soon. Wife of the show, Lori, is going to be making the hot dog flour buns from Christina Cho's cookbook, Mooncakes and Milk Bread. Very excited for this.
And I'm especially pleased because Dietz and Watson does things the right way. So this means, like, no additives, no fillers, no artificial flavors, no cutting corners. You can feel good about this stuff.
Dietz and Watson. It's a family thing since 1939.
Shop now at dietzandwatson.com/the right way.
That's Dietz, D-I-E-T-Z, and watson.com/the right way.
This episode is brought to you by Just Crack an Egg.
And Just Crack an Egg is that hot, fluffy scramble that's ready in less than 2 minutes, and you get it in the egg aisle.
Just add a fresh egg over the hearty breakfast fix-ins in the cup.
Then stir, microwave, and reignite your love of breakfast any day of the week.
Try all 7 varieties, including Denver, veggie, and Southwest style.
And take breakfast back. I'm Matthew.
And I'm Molly.
And this is Spilled Milk, the show where we cook something delicious, eat it all, and you can't have any.
Today, we're talking about ridged potato chips.
Yep. And I don't know, this was probably suggested by a number of listeners, but also suggested by us.
It's kind of hard to say because I don't want to say rigid because that's...
That's true.
That's a different word, that's, but ridged.
That's a good point. Ridged. Ridged. But it does sort of sound like you're mispronouncing rigid.
Yeah, it does.
This
episode was suggested by wife of the show, Lori.
Oh, it was?
Wasn't it?
Oh, I think you're right.
I think when you put it in our show suggestions file, I think you said that it was suggested by wife of the show, Lori.
Well, once again, I have to turn to the list.
Watzel, Lori.
Ridge chips and onion dip, Lori. Now, that's probably wife of the show, Lori. I didn't specify.
These just gave off. Did you fart? These just gave off a very farty aroma, but not when you stick your nose in there. It was only when I opened the bag.
I'm getting it too.
Are you getting it too? It's not me. I did not fart. Yeah. You know me. I would tell you if I did.
Mm-hmm. This is true.
Oh God, I like these a lot.
Okay.
Yeah. I like them.
Let's go down memory lane. I for sure ate these growing up, even though I hated dips as a kid.
I think it never occurred to me as a kid why someone, like sometimes you were at somebody's house or at a barbecue or something, and a bag of potato chips would come out and
just on its own,
just waddle out. And more often than not, it was ridged.
Yep.
But I think I never thought about why. But I definitely think Ruffles were probably the most common potato chip of my youth.
Can I ask a question that maybe we shouldn't get into?
Okay.
Like, because whenever you keep saying ridged, I keep hearing like ribbed for her pleasure, which is like the stalest punchline in the world. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if I've ever actually stopped to wonder, like, how often do people actually use this product?
I don't know. So, you know, Matthew, hold on. Can we just go on a whole other tangent here?
Yeah, let's do it.
So I don't have to use birth control anymore
because
I have a same-sex partner. And can I tell you something that I have found really interesting? I'm on a medication for acne, like a long-term acne medication that will cause birth defects if I get pregnant.
Okay.
And so whenever I have a checkup at my dermatologist or, frankly, even at my primary care doctor, they always ask me, you know, because it's like a checklist question, what am I using for birth control since I'm on this medication? And I have to pretty much out myself every time.
And interesting.
It's very interesting. I would have never thought of this when I was a straight person. Like, when I went to the dermatologist most recently and I was like, I have a, you know, he was like,
I feel like there are some snappy ways to, you could answer this question if you wanted to be a little saucy about it.
It was super awkward about it. Yeah. The dermatologist, this was only my second time seeing this dermatologist. Yeah. And he goes, so what do you, he said, is there any chance you may become pregnant? And I said, no. And he said, how is that? Like, with that attitude. That attitude. And I said, I have a same-sex partner. And he goes, oh, I am so glad to hear that. You have no idea what peace of mind that gives me.
Great.
And I was like, this is the most bizarre interaction I've ever had about sexual orientation.
Yeah, that's interesting.
But anyway, I have to out myself like at pretty much every doctor's appointment. Mm-hmm. And it's very strange.
Now,
and I venture to guess you don't have to do that even if you were on this medication.
No, because there's a double standard.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but you also can't have a baby.
Also, right. I'm not gonna get pregnant, but I could. Yeah, I mean, I guess like I guess there's no issue if I'm taking the medication. Like if I get someone pregnant, it's probably not an issue.
Probably not.
I mean, although there are some medications
that screw with sperm.
Yes.
But anyway, this is something I would have never expected.
Yeah, that is interesting.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, so I don't use birth control right
okay,
now.
Okay, also, we got to pace ourselves on these chips because I bought a lot of different chips.
Wait, hold on. What about you? Have you used condoms lately?
Oh, no. Not in a very long time. And have never used the ribbed ones. So that's where we started.
I should specify.
Yeah.
I am not using condoms because I not only have a same-sex partner, I'm in a monogamous relationship and we've both been tested.
Yeah.
So therefore, we are not using any kind of protection.
Okay.
I am aware of the risks of this.
Good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I thought you were going back to asking me about chips. But no, I was specifically wondering, like I don't even know if this product still exists. I assume it does.
I recently was killing time.
I'm sort of afraid that listeners are going to weigh in, but fine. Go for it.
Please. I was recently at the drugstore waiting for a prescription and, you know, was sort of just like killing time going up and down the aisles. And
of course.
I don't specifically remember what was on the condom aisle, mm-hmm. but there's a lot out there.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that there's still all kinds of like ribbed, and now there's like the vibration sensation. They're like
what is
different.
That?
Well, they're like different types of patterns on the latex.
Oh, okay. So it's not even that. So this product has like taken on new forms, even.
I think. Okay. I mean, like I said, I'm
we
no
are so
expert.
Naive.
Although I did use condoms for a long time after June was born.
But just kind of the ordinary kind?
Just the ordinary kind.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You haven't used them in a while?
Not in a very long time.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right, cool.
Cool.
All right. So ridged chips is what it says on my agenda here. Not
great.
Rigid chips.
And not
ribbed
anything
chips.
Ribbed for anyone's comfort.
Yes. No. In fact, like eating too many ridged chips, I feel can cause oral discomfort.
So do you... When you think of the potato chips that you ate as a kid, mm-hmm. do you think of like plain ones, sort of like Lay's, or do you think of ridged ones?
Ruffles is what comes to mind.
Yeah.
Like these were a special occasion chip. Mm-hmm. Sort of. Because I associate them with like a backyard barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why in particular. I mean, I guess we're going to get into like what the advantages and disadvantages of a ridged chip are.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely remember them being like a treat.
Okay.
I have to get the onion dip.
As an adult, when I buy potato chips, I usually buy them based on like how they're cooked. Like, I mean, kettle chips are now, or like kettle cooked chips are a thing.
Oh yeah, big
that
time.
Have happened or been mass marketed in our lifetime. But yep. I'm aware that I
one
buy...
of the biggest social changes of our lifetime.
I tend to buy chips based on like how they're cooked or like the style of them, as opposed to the texture or like mm-hmm. the topography of them.
Are there kettle cooked ridged chips? There are.
Yes, yeah, there yeah. are. Yeah,
I don't think I got. Kettle, no, I think I did get.
There's
some.
Kettle crinkle cut.
Well, I guess we'll find out.
No, there's kettle crinkle cut.
Yeah.
You can take it from me. But, Matthew, this is stiff.
Well, I made it according to the recipe.
Oh, God, that's good.
What we're dipping here is Lipton onion dip. One cup of sour cream, one packet of Lipton onion soup mix.
It would have never occurred to me, because I'm not a big dip person.
Yeah.
It would have never occurred to me.
You would say you're not a big dipper?
Mm-hmm. It would have never occurred. I'm a little dipper.
Mm-hmm.
It would have never occurred to me that the reason for ridged chips.
I'm a Virgo.
Me too, man. It would have never occurred to me that the reason people buy ridged chips is specifically for dipping.
Like I did know that. Because
you did? I feel really obtuse about this.
I mean, but, you know, I have a structural engineering background. Not true.
Along with your chemistry background that I thought you had?
Mm-hmm.
That was for, like, the first few years of the show.
Well, I mean, that's when I was the chemistry catfishing you.
So, but, yeah, people tend to buy ridged chips specifically for dips because they can hold more dip.
Right. So it's like the same. I was gonna say it's the same reason you put an arch under a bridge, but I think that's different.
I think that's different too.
No, you know what it is.
But it's two things.
It's the same reason you fold your pizza slice. That is the same thing.
So that stuff doesn't slide off, so that it's more structurally sound.
Right, because when you fold your pizza slice, it prevents it from drooping.
Yes.
The actual physics involved here are kind of complicated.
Well, no, but I'm saying that there are two selling points to a ridged chip. One is that these ridges, in theory, grab more dip.
Oh, yeah, which is probably
like
true.
Pasta that's been extruded through a bronze dye. Okay, it's got like almost like teeth to hold the dip.
Or even just like ridged pasta versus non-ridged pasta.
Yes, that's a good point. And then the other thing is that they are sturdier. So there are fewer. I saw it mentioned on some, I think it's on like the copy for Ruffles, the ad copy.
The Ruffle copy.
It says that they're sturdier, so there are fewer accidents. And I always think of accidents as like, oh, my dog had an accident.
Sure.
So I'm like, oh my God, these chips are going to help with that?
But wait, when they say accidents, are they referring to like chips breaking in the bag or chips breaking when you dip them?
Well, so some of the early marketing did have to do with that there would be fewer chips breaking in the bag. But I think what they meant in this ad copy is that the chips would not break off in the dip and the chips wouldn't break with the dip on the way to your mouth.
Because I feel like manufacturers have done a good job of conquering the problem of like chip dust in the bag.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is like a couple of things I've noticed in like food manufacturing over time, like that's
Ooh,
gotten
this
better.
This is a hot take.
Yep.
Wow. And, this is exciting.
And that like when microwavable entrees were first popular in the 80s, like frozen entrees, you would always, and I think this is a change in like the food processing and packaging, not any change in microwaves, but I'm not sure, that there would be like places along the edge that it would get dried out and like parts, like it would heat very unevenly and like those things work a lot better now.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's real cool.
Hey, what should we taste next? Did you get any wavy Lays?
Yeah.
I think so.
Where are the wavy Lays?
I didn't get any wavy Lays.
Okay. Let's move on to the Trader Joe's ridge cut.
I should have gotten wavy Lays.
This ridge cut, this sounds like it's, I don't know. This sounds like
wasn't that like a Mel Gibson movie?
Ridge cut with Mel Gibson.
Ridge cut sounds like a tobacco brand, like that you would roll your own cigarettes with.
Ew. This tastes like, actually, now they taste like kettle chips.
Mm-hmm.
But on first bite, it tastes like rancid oil.
Yeah.
Are you getting the ugh?
Which was also what we said about kettle chips.
I think that rancid oil is a significant part of the flavor profile of some chips.
Yeah, I'm not loving this.
I'm not loving this either. This kind of just tastes like I'm rubbing my mouth in a lot of dirt. Okay, how about another plain one? How about the Kroger brand?
Yep. Now, are these going to be the same as the Trader Joe's? We'll see. I don't think so. I think they're going to be more like a wavy Lay.
Oh, wavy Lay.
You ever had a wavy Lay?
Wow, these taste like extra junk foody somehow.
They really do. Like
they have a more shattery texture than Ruffles.
Yep. They're like thinner and
ooh, the aftertaste is like russet potato in a way that I don't really like. Potato skin.
I kinda do like that. Yeah,
I
like these.
Okay, this is the Kroger brand.
Yeah. And as you recall, I think Kroger brand water was our favorite water. And that would go great with these trips.
Oh, I'm going to take some Kroger brand
trips.
Water on my next trip. Okay, can I tell you a little bit about... God, hold on. I'm going to finish chewing.
What just happened?
Well, for once in my life, I decided to not chew and speak at the same time.
Oh, okay. I knew it seemed like something momentous had occurred.
Will you open the wavy Pringles? Because I think those are the last plain ones we have to try.
Yep.
So, Ruffles, obviously, are, as discussed, the classic ridged chip. And I want to tell you a little bit about Ruffles. They were created by Bernhard...
I want you to tell me a little bit about Ruffles.
They were created by Bernhard Stahmer, who trademarked them in 1948. And Frito bought the rights in 1958 and then, of course, merged with Lay in 1961 and became Frito-Lay. And they've been made by Frito-Lay ever since. The slogan from the beginning has been, Ruffles have ridges.
Now, can I ask a dumb question?
Yeah.
Do you think it's kind of weird that they're called Ruffles, but that Ruffles refers to sort of like a graceful, smooth, wavy thing rather than like the very angular ridges that Ruffles chips have?
No, I mean... I know that the name Ruffles or that Mr. Stahmer was thinking of like a ruffle on a piece of fabric, like a gathered part of fabric. I don't think that is the most apt description for what these are, but I think it's fine.
I don't know.
I don't like these Pringles. But once again, Pringles are like a whole other breed
like
of chip.
Well, and when we did a Pringle episode, remember we ended up liking the Lay's stacks way better than Pringles?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We really like bust a lot of guts on the show.
We really do. This episode is brought to you by the Farmer's Dog.
Hey, Molly, would you like to serve your dog real fresh, unprocessed food?
Well, yeah. I mean, what do you mean?
Well, the Farmer's Dog is making it easy and convenient to feed dogs fresh food. That's like, you know, food.
Okay, so wait, like not like kibble?
Right. So it's not like kibble. So when you get food from Farmer's Dog, it actually looks and smells like real food that you may be familiar with from being a human.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Because that's what it is. It's
okay.
Real food.
Oh, okay. Okay. And so like, how do I get it?
So you sign up at thefarmersdog.com/spilledmilk. You'll get 50% off your 2-week trial and they will make the meals fresh and deliver them directly to your door in pre-portioned, easy to serve packs. Like if you're familiar with a mail order meal service, it's like that, but for your dog and the ingredients are just as fresh and good. So start feeding your dog better today. You start doing it.
Get 50% off your 2-week trial of fresh, healthy food, plus free shipping at thefarmersdog.com/spilledmilk.
That's thefarmersdog.com/spilledmilk for 50% off your 2-week trial.
Thefarmersdog.com/spilledmilk. This episode is brought to you by Just Crack an Egg.
And my breakfast has gone cold, and I need to reignite my love, my passion, my relationship with breakfast.
Wow. Well, I'm here to help.
You're
Matthew.
My therapist, right?
I'm your breakfast therapist.
Oh, I've been needing a breakfast therapist. You charge like $300 an hour,
I do,
right?
Okay. I do. I'm sorry. But you know what? The
Worth
solution
it.
Is simple. This
okay.
is going to be a one and done fix.
Okay.
Here's what you do. You go to your egg aisle and you look for Just Crack an Egg. Here's the deal. It's a cup that's got these delicious, fresh breakfast fixins in it. You crack an egg, you stir it, you microwave it, and in less than 2 minutes, you've got this like hot, fluffy breakfast scramble.
Yeah, and it has no artificial flavors, colors, or preservatives. These are like the same ingredients you would be using if you went to the trouble of making a breakfast scramble from scratch at home.
Mm-hmm. And they've got 7 different varieties, including Southwest Style, Denver, Veggie, All-American, and Protein Packed.
I thought you said this was one step. Now it sounds like I can do this all week with a different one every day.
Oh, well, I meant there's just like, you know, there's one solution, and that is Just Crack an Egg.
Okay, so I'm not going to wait for the weekend. I am heading to the egg aisle right now. See you later, Molly, and picking up Just Crack an Egg.
Take breakfast back with Just Crack an Egg.
Stahmer.
There really wasn't very much to say about these. Anyway, but the Ruffles logo used to be this kind of cute, like almost like bubble lettery logo. And then they changed it to this one, which kind of looks like a varsity jacket.
That's where we got into. We're like lamenting the loss of the old Ruffles logo. In my day.
Matthew, did you ever have or want a letter jacket?
So I did want a letter jacket. I did not have one, but I did earn a varsity letter.
You did?
But I never got the jacket. Because I think actually what happened was by
the
time I got the varsity letter, I no longer thought the letter jacket was cool because I'd gone into more like punk countercultural direction.
Mm-hmm.
It was in swimming.
Wow, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I just...
Yeah, I know. Like I'm all choked up when I think about it, too. Yeah, no, I
never lettered in anything.
Mm-hmm.
I JV'd.
You JV'd?
In cross country.
You remember the
I was the fifth out of sixth on the cross country team.
Oh, I was very slow. Like it was a thing where, like, you know, the letter didn't represent like great ability. It was more like stick-to-itiveness.
Oh, good
like,
for you.
Like, you know, I did all the events I was supposed to, and I showed up for practice.
What a good boy.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, I wonder, like, the Ruffles logo really says to me now, varsity letter.
Yeah, I agree. It totally looks like a varsity letter with, like, the white border.
It looks, like, very cheerful. Like, it has pom-poms. Mm-hmm. It's going to have pom-poms.
Well, yeah, what do you think these chips lettered in?
I think these chips lettered in weightlifting, obviously, because they can lift
right,
up
without cracking, without crumbling to the floor.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's try some flavored chips. So this one, I feel like I want to try this first because I feel like there's no way it can live up to the billing, but I couldn't resist it because it is private selection, small batch crafted, smoky Fresno pepper and Manchego, naturally and artificially flavored, ripple cut kettle chips with flavors of an aged Manchego cheese, smoky Fresno peppers, and a hint of cracked white pepper.
Wow.
There's no way this can be good.
This episode is less exciting than I hoped for, but I'm enjoying eating it.
I'm very excited. That's a funk. Not bad.
Ew, God, no, I can't eat this. This smells very weird. No,
it's the Manchego.
It's very funky.
Yeah.
I don't care for that. You like it? I think I'd have to pinch my nose shut.
It's so intense, I'm not going to eat more than a few of them, which sort of defeats the purpose of a chip, but I like the flavor.
It's so interesting, Matthew. I would have never chosen that flavor, but that, like, leapt right out at you.
Yeah, it just sounded so fancy.
You know, so this is Ruffles jalapeno ranch flavor.
Okay, and wife of the show, Lori, said something about these so shocking that I don't know if we're going to make it long term.
Really? Hang on.
She said that she thinks she likes these better than Cool Ranch Doritos. And Molly has been stunned into silence. She's just chewing, like staring off into space, wide-eyed, catatonic, but still chewing.
I don't. So here's the thing. I am a frequent buyer of jalapeno-flavored chips.
Mm-hmm.
I really like Tim's brand jalapeno-flavored chips.
I'm getting no jalapeno from this.
You're going to get it at the very end.
Okay.
Okay, after you swallow, you'll get the jalapeno.
Okay. You mean you're going to give me one as a present?
Yeah.
Or a reward?
Anyway, but doesn't have very good jalapeno flavor, nor does it have very good ranch flavor.
Yep, I agree.
I think it's failing on both fronts.
And yet, on the bag, it claims to have the perfect alley-oop of flavor. It has a blast of creamy ranch. I just want to get blasted with ranch.
I'm picturing it coming out of a fire hose.
Now, second chip was better than the first.
My second chip, I couldn't really taste anything. The first one, I got a nice amount of like heat from at the end, but it wasn't that kind of fruity flavor that jalapeno has.
Yeah.
You know?
So, yeah, so these, like, I'm not going to choose these, but I would definitely eat a bowl of them. That probably goes for any chip.
Yeah, I don't think I really care for these. Now,
I think my hands are now too greasy to open this chip bag.
Now, this last bag you're opening, this is the Ruffles Cheddar and Sour Cream.
This is an American classic.
Which is a beloved chip within my my current family arrangement.
These are fantastic.
June adores these. Ash adores these. I always want to gag a little bit on the first one because it tastes so sour creamy in like this way that I hate sour cream.
Who even came up with the idea of combining cheddar and sour cream?
The first bite is so sour creamy, it really makes me feel sick.
What would happen if you dipped this in sour cream?
But then the second chip, the sour cream is tempered.
Mm-hmm.
And you start being like, oh yeah. I'm not going to puke anymore. I'm going to keep eating these.
So, I mean, I guess what we've determined here is like the basic Ruffles and the Ruffle flavor we already liked are the best.
Yeah. Here's my favorite use for ridged chips.
Oh, okay.
So,
do you make those chocolate chip cookies with pulverized chips in them?
No, I've never done that. Mm-hmm. Is that like a milk bar thing?
Maybe. I think it predated that.
Anyway, my friend Natalie, shout out to Natalie Reha, she makes a dip that is sour cream based. It's a sour cream ranch dip, okay, like on the back of the package. But you grate in some cucumber, like some English cucumber. You grate it in there. And so it just gives it a slightly like different texture. It's not quite such a stiff texture.
Can we share the recipe?
Oh, yeah. I wrote about it on my blog.
Oh, great.
Anyway, you can search like cucumber or ranch or orangeette or cucumber ranch. We'll
link to it in the show notes, spilledmilkpodcast.com.
Cool. Anyway, it's delicious. She makes it all the time. In fact, last summer, one day we had a plan to meet up at the... So in the summer, everybody in Seattle spends a fair amount of time at the local lakes.
Like local lakes.
Hanging out at the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, I went...
Union, Washington,
Washington.
Chelan.
Holler. Holler, yep. Lake.
Holla.
Haller? I never know how to pronounce it. Haller Lake?
Mm-hmm.
I went there once. There was a guy floating on a queen-size air mattress,
nice,
in a pair of tighty whities with a six-pack of beer.
Wow.
And I was like, wow, that is living right there.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm doing right now.
Yeah. Anyway, but last summer I met up with Natalie one afternoon at the beach at Seward Park with our children. And Natalie had I felt on the way there that I had for sure won at momhood that afternoon because I had remembered to bring money for the ice cream truck that always pulls up in the parking lot there.
Oh my God.
Usually I'm that mom who has no change and my kid is like, can I please have an ice cream sandwich? And I'm like, I literally have no cash. Anyway, I brought cash for the ice cream truck.
Okay.
Natalie did even better. She showed up with a bag of Ruffles,
mm-hmm,
a pint of Daisy sour cream,
yep,
a pack of ranch, and an English cucumber, and a grater.
Oh, wow.
And she proceeded to, she mixed the ranch powder into the sour cream. We ate just enough of it that there was, room for cucumber.
Yeah, God.
And then she stirred cucumber
into. I love grating things
at the lake. It was amazing. And she had stopped on the way there and had bought a $12 alligator shaped floaty at Bartell's drugstore. She was amazing. I mean,
but how is she going to live up to this?
She does it all the time.
A dangerous precedent.
This is just who Natalie is. It's really inspiring.
Have you ever had a signature item that people know that you're going to bring to the potluck? I have not.
I don't think I ever have.
I thinking about that now, I kind of wish I did, because then maybe people would invite me to more things.
You know, I would love, I went through a period of time where I think I made a fair amount of deviled eggs.
Yeah.
Because I love deviled eggs.
I think that might be Lori's, wife of the show, Lori's
but
signature
item. They're really
item.
Tedious.
Yeah.
They're always more tedious than I want them to be. And so I think after making them for maybe two or three events in a, within a year or so, I was like, I'm done with this.
Yeah, I mean, it could be a blessing or a curse, because last week we went to see Peter, Bjorn, and John play a show at the Crocodile Cafe in Seattle, and they were fantastic. They're a great live band, and they played for almost 2 hours, and of course, during the encore, they played their one big hit, Young Folks, mm-hmm, the one with the whistling, and I was wondering, is it possible that they can still enjoy playing this song after all these years? And they seem to, because, they're professionals. Then during that song or another song during the encore, Peter, lead singer of Peter, Bjorn, and John, ran out into the audience and was playing his guitar. And no, he was just singing. I think he had his microphone, ran out into the audience, was singing out in the audience and high-fiving people. And then he was looked up to the balcony where we were, and you could see the gleam in his eye. And he's like, hey, people around me, give me a boost. And they boosted him up, and he grabbed the railing and hoisted himself up into the balcony and was singing in the balcony. And we're like, this is so cool. And he's leaning over and addressing the crowd below. And there is this security guy, at just below the balcony looking up. And you can see that this guy is having one of the worst moments of his career, because he is thinking, I should not have let that guy go up there. What if he tries to jump down? All I have to do at this job is make sure nobody in the band fucking dies during the show. And this could be the night where that all goes to hell. Mm-hmm. Everything was fine. He went down the stairs. But, like, I'm never going to forget the look on this poor guy's face.
Oh, yeah. If you're facing the stage, right, the balcony is up to the right.
Yes.
The most recent time I saw Ted Leo was at the Crocodile, and I was up on the balcony, mm-hmm. and I couldn't believe how close I felt to the stage.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
It's great.
Super cool.
All right, so that's my story.
Also, he had a super hot saxophonist.
Nice.
Yeah.
I love Ted Leo.
Me too.
Yeah. All right, so the moral is go see Peter, Bjorn, and John before one of them dies in a preventable, like, stage diving accident.
Yep.
Why
don't you take some sour cream and some ranch powder and some cucumber and a box grater to the beach with you?
Absolutely,
this
every time.
Summer.
Yep. You will come to be known as the beach grater person, and that's okay.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
It's cool. You never know what you're going to need it for.
It's cool. I see people at the beach with all kinds of utensils that I didn't expect.
Yeah.
Mandolin.
You know, I have a pump for blowing up beach balls and floaties and stuff.
Sure.
That's like one of those ones you step on. It looks like a little
cylindrical
accordion.
But you could also use it for
accordion.
Making a Peking duck at the beach.
Oh, do you put it like under the skin or something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Anyway, I love having that thing. Then I'm the super cool person who both has money for the ice cream truck and is like standing there ferociously like stomping onto this like accordion shaped thing, blowing up a donut.
You cannot live larger than that.
It's amazing.
All right. You can find us online at Spilled Milk Podcast. We're
podtastic.
SpilledMilkPodcast.com and at Facebook.com/SpilledMilkPodcast. You can ask us why we didn't try Wavy Lays. That was my fault. And
what about Kettle Crinkle Cut? Those two.
I got so many chips, but still didn't get the right chips.
Oh, Matthew.
Oh, man. But
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I made a good onion dip. I got the Daisy sour cream.
Oh, good. I mean, there's no other sour cream.
I didn't
cream.
Grate anything.
No.
You can find us on Instagram at Spilled Milk Podcast. Our producer is Abby Circatella. Please rate and review wherever you get the show. And until next time, thank you for listening to Spilled Milk.
If ruffles have ridges, ruffles are to ridges as spilled milk is to
fridges. Because we each have one.
I'm Molly Westberg.
And I'm Matthew Amster Burton. I'm stretching between episodes.
Wow, Matthew, look at you. You're on a health kick.
That's right. I always stretch before eating 8 bags of chips.
Here we go.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.